But with both of those goals of income disk, $20,000 gross for the farmer, $10,000 gross for the, in the forest area. What this test does, and I do not draw maps well at all, is originally we had looked at if an applicant came in and he had 40 acres, the county would draw around 1/4 mile around that 40 acres, and this is not at all in proportion. If 50% of that was in 20 acres or less, then this 40 acres would be designated as marginal and they made less than $20,000 a year, this person would be designated as marginal land. To make it easier and more flexible for the commission or the counties, what we came up with was said, here's, we like this 40 acres, that looks very marginal to us. We'll draw a quarter mile, we'll go a quarter mile around the perimeter of that 40 acres. And under this amendment, if they met the income test, this whole area would be counted as marginal. So that's the difference from what the concept we were looking at the other day to what this that I proposed. It also allows, when you're drawing around this 40 acres, it would also allow, if one of these, there was another parcel out here and they cut through part of that, for that parcel to come in under this test as well. If the county was doing it through a legislative procedure, if they didn't want to use this 40 acres and they were just looking at what they thought was marginal land and looking at where the parcelization is, they could use this lot to draw around and they may get more. The target of which they draw around the quarter mile moves. And it gives them more flexibility to legislatively designate those areas they feel are marginal. If they meet the parcelization test, they must also meet the income test.
$20,000.
If they're farmland, and if they're forest. The other test, of course, and this would be used in those counties that are the most urban counties. It would not be used, there's not a lot of parcelization, as you heard from Cook County, in some of the other counties. This would be predominantly used in the more urban counties. Or around some of the urban areas. We said in this parcelization test, they can include all the rural residential, all the exceptions. The other test for marginal land would be if the soils were classified, is it four?
Five to eight.
Five through eight. If their soils were classified, which most of the counties already have, and they made less than 20,000 or less than 10,000, then they would be classified as marginal lands. And then you get into, which we haven't gotten to yet, all of the things that can happen in those marginal lands.
Can I ask you about this part, which say there's a large parcel that sticks out there, and the portion that's included within the quarter mile, is it the income test that...
If there were a large parcel represented previously out here and it went through part of it, that would be included in the designation of marginal lands. But remember, when you do any of these tests, the parcelization or the soils test, they still have to meet the income test. So you have one test here, you have another test here. Both those tests are two parts. One is income, parcelization, the other is income and soil classification. Now that I've given my
question.
Representative Hill.
The large piece that sticks out beyond the test zone.
Yes.
Would the entire piece be included in figuring
if
the
it
percentage
was,
of parcelization?
If it was.
So you draw the test zone, and if a piece went beyond the test zone, a large piece, you would include the total acreage of the piece that's touched upon by the test zone in order to figure whether there's 50% parcelization or not.
That's correct.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Representative.
Do we have a motion?
We have a motion to adopt the amendments that I proposed.
I'd like to move to substitute that we adopt the entire package.
The entire package?
That we have here, so we can get the legislative council to draft us a bill and get out of here.
We also have this package to go through, too, Representative Anderson. Is that included in your motion?
Which one is that?
Well, the ones that we agreed to last night.
I thought they were all here.
No, this is one, and this is the second one.
Are we going to vote again? Is that what you're saying, Anderson?
Madam Chair.
Where's the other one?
May I try a friendly motion?
To which?
On page, the original motion that you had.
Yes.
To adopt this page one, as I understand
yes.
it, right? I would like to move that on the last paragraph where it says contiguous lots or parcels owned by spouses, that we delete parent or child, sister or brother, and make that correspond to the definition here on the page that's got lots of record on. I would like to delete parent or child, sister or brother.
Representative Van Leeuwen, we have... let us take care of Representative Anderson's motion first, and then we can get to your amendment of the motion. Representative
Anderson. Let's take the first package first.
Representative Anderson moves that we had. It's in your hand, this package that has this first amendment that we're dealing with right now, that we adopt that package. Representative Hill.
Could we just read through them just.
Let's walk through them.
Walk through them.
All right, let me go through them.
So what's going to happen if we adopt this?
We just draft a bill for legislative council. We can come back
we're
gonna
vote
on
it again?
And look at it. Well, sure, before we pass it out.
Yeah. Sure. We're going to vote on it again?
Madam Chair.
Representative Truth, can I walk you through this?
Representative Priestley is raising an important point. Could we establish a... I'm not sure what you're driving at. Do you want to vote on this conceptually and then have a second vote once we see it in the bill, or?
I don't know if we're voting this up or down now without thinking about it too much. I don't mind that if we're going to vote again when they after they're drafted. But
I think Representative Priestley's point is that we adopt this, we get it drafted, and then we come back and look at it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get something for us to look at Tuesday.
And I would like to walk through this.
I will walk through it. I think that it is probably not responsible to adopt it to know
right.
without what
good.
You're looking at.
Good.
One of the tests, we had the motion lying on the table, and I don't know if we ever took care of it the other day, was we looked at the capability production test for forest lands, sort of the compromise yesterday between Anderson and Bradbury was anything east of the Cascades would be 50 cubic feet. Also, Josephine and Josephine County and Douglas County, east of the Coast Range, everything else would be 85 cubic feet.
What happened to 20?
We decided that we would delete 20. That's certainly open for discussion, but
Madam Chair,
this represents some compromise, Representative Drew.
I understood that to be the agreement among the committee members. Was that on Monday?
No, this was what we looked at yesterday.
But the deletion of the 20, didn't we?
No, we never took care of that, Representative Troop. The next page, dealing with lots of record on marginal lands, you would just state very simply, one single family dwelling on a lot or parcel lawfully created before... July 1st, that's today, 1983, subject to local regulations. The reason subject to local regulations was put in is because we deleted all of stuff about the Willamette Greenway, about the floodplains, about the hazardous areas, because most of local jurisdictions have some regulations there, so you would follow whatever their local regulations were. You would not have any contiguous family ownerships. What it would do is throw wide open any land that was designated marginal. You would throw open lot of record wide open.
Sure.
Representative Trahan.
Quick comment: that subject to local regulations, I believe, would also cover those lots that were created that may not have been created according to any regulation.
Right.
And just, I think that's...
There is no beginning time, and you would end now.
Madam Chair?
Representative Troop.
So this would allow checkerboarding on marginal lands? Lot of record checkerboarding on marginal lands?
Yes, everything.
On marginal land only.
It would be wide open.
So the land would have to be designated marginal before this would
yes.
take effect?
Yes. The next one.
Yeah, let's get some pigs.
You got it.
We looked at exclusive EFU zones, the lot of record, and this was my amendment that I proposed. It certainly was not agreed on, I will tell you right now, by the entire group. There was some disagreement on this, and I tried to come down somewhere in the middle that you would allow any lot or parcel created between January 1948 and today not larger than 3 acres. Currently in the bill, it's 2 acres. Contiguous parcels owned by spouses are to be considered one lot or parcel, and in the EFU zone, you would delete the contiguousness that relatives are subject to.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Troop.
Where did the 3 acres come from? I thought that was 2.
I said it was originally in the bill 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying this was not agreed to by the group. I offered this as a middle ground.
I'm beginning to understand that this is a give and a give.
I offer this as middle ground, Representative.
Okay, we're talking about give and take. I kind of feel like on these last few pages, it's been a give and a give.
Madam Chairperson?
Representative Priestley.
Well, what is this? Other relatives are not subject to this restriction. What is that?
Well, because you're restricting the size that could be included for lot of record. I didn't feel it was necessary to include in their brother, sister.
Your take was in the bill to start with.
Just the spouses. Oh, sure. Explain it to me, the various situations or what.
When you do contiguous with relatives, if you've got Jim Jones and Jim Jones's wife, Mary Jones, or let's say it's Ms. Jones, that's considered, under the current lot of record, that's considered one lot. Mm-hmm. Also under the current lot of record, if they have given one to their son, that's Jim Jones Jr., and one to their daughter,
Alice,
that would also, all four of those would be considered one lot because it's all within the same family. What I would do under, what I proposed under EFU lot of record is that you would only, you would, if Jim Jones and Mary, his spouse Mary Jones had divided into two lots and they'd given one to son Junior and one to daughter Susie, you would get out of that 3 lots with the right of 3 buildings on that. Instead of saying that is one lot with 1 building. That's what I've said I would proposed in this amendment.
If it's less than 3 acres.
And it has to be less than 3 acres. Mm-hmm. Up from the 2. And I would delete, isn't that back there? If it's not on, it may not be on your paper, you need to look, I would delete on the second paragraph, it says, create new lot or record language for EFU zones, allowing any lot or parcel created, and then I would delete or transfer to the present owner. I would just say any lot or parcel created between January 1948 and July 1983. The next amendment.
Madam Chair.
Representative Troop.
Let's see, what does that mean exactly? Could you describe the implications of that last deletion to me?
Well, what it would do if you had, in some areas this occurred, if you had bunch of lots created in 1900, for example. And I think you dealt with that on Revenue Committee, as a matter of fact, in some of the orchard lands and stuff. and that were transferred to the person between 1948 and 1983, then those would be counted. By deleting that, they wouldn't.
Okay.
The next one, Representative Anderson and Hooley. We looked at this as a way of getting the commission involved, which a lot of people have talked about and which Representative offered an amendment to. I think we both felt that it was critical that there be some good reporting that goes on. And that in 1985 we know exactly what kind of a thing we have created. So we would ask the counties to report to the Joint Legislative Committee on Land Use in April and in October of 1984 what had happened in regard to marginal lands in their area, whether they were able to use it, whether they weren't able to use it, if they used the parcelization test, if they used the soils test. That information, the Joint Land Use Committee would take a good look at it.
November 15th.
They would then make some recommendations to the commission. The commission would look at it and make recommendations to the 1985 legislature for changes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Van Leeuwen.
What is meant by that? The first three words, unlike the EFU county reports?
Just ignore it.
Just ignore that because that comes in later. We have an amendment for all the reporting. We were going to separate out marginal lands reporting to make that go directly to the Joint Legislative Committee on Land Use.
Okay, but I don't understand why you're saying unlike EFU. I mean, does EFU not have to report?
No.
I see this reporting thing on the back of
right,
the other sheet.
Right, right. But that includes all reporting that we've amended in 233, and there was some agreement on that. We just said under marginal lands, because we were just trying it for the first time, we sort of wanted to have two reporting periods.
Okay.
Very brief. Let the Joint Legislature.
And the other one was once a year.
Yes. We were just treating marginal lands reporting different as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been contemplated.
On the last page, we would delete the emergency clause, so this would take place 90 days after signing on. Representative
Parkinson. I was pleased to see that Representative Parkinson agreed to the last.
I was just telling him that wasn't even discussed while I was there.
I can't help you laugh, Representative. Representative
Teal. Do you have any intent to create the same kind of lot of record language for forestry zones as for EFU zones in this amendment?
We will get into that in another.
Elsewhere?
We don't have that in here, Beth.
Forestry zones. What about forestry zones?
Do you have that
written
up?
All other. It should be included under all other. It'd be rural, residential, forestry, grazing, everything outside. We discussed that.
Madam Chair, what motion are we under?
Adopting this whole package.
Yeah, I apologize because if you'll go back to this page that's ripped halfway through.
I don't have a ripped
page. I don't have a ripped page.
Oh. Why did you only rip mine?
I wrote something on it.
What page is it?
Oh.
Probably page four.
What's the title?
Page four. The reason I don't have a page four is because it's ripped in half. If one thing I didn't mention as we go through here is you would also, and this is another give, Representative True, for your information, that I submitted, that under the existing lot of record statute, which you would be excluding if you land from, because you've got one lot of record there, you'd be excluding marginal land because you've got another one there. But all other lands, grazing, forest, etc. you would delete the relative portion.
Not spouse?
No. Delete contiguous.
Relative, as defined by the statute, means brother, sister, parents. You would also expand the dates backward. Currently, it's 1960. Well, it's currently that 10-year period from December 64 to 75, and you'd expand it going that way back to 48, and you would delete the relative portion.
It's all other except marginal, except the if you.
Mm-hmm. Will you explain that again?
Currently, you've got, now let's not talk about the urban growth boundary, okay? All of the land you have, we would be creating, or there already is, an exclusive farm use land. We would be creating a marginal land, but what you don't have, that other land out there, which is classified ag forest, what are some of the other classifications?
Rural residential, grazing.
Rural residential, grazing, all of that. You would expand the lot of record backward from 1964 back to 1948, and you would delete the relative. So you would still have an allotted of record if it was a husband and wife, or a husband-husband, or wife-wife owning the same portion of land. That would still be one parcel. But you would allow, under lot of record, if they've given it to son Jimmy or to daughter Susie, they would have, in those all other classes of lands, they would have a lot of record.
Madam Chair, this is the 3-acre thing.
No. No, this is, there's no lot designation on that. So Representative Parkinson, you'd get rid of, you'd allow the children, parents, sibling, brother or sister, a lot of record. Okay, on all other lands. Any questions, Representative Hill?
Yeah, just to clarify this, there would be no change in existing lot of record language to allow forestry zone lots of records to be brought up to the current time. The window would still be 1975, correct?
But you're moving it back the other way.
Back the other way. How about current ownership as opposed to ownership 1975? Any change in that language?
No.
It seems a little inconsistent to me to allow present ownership in EFU zones and not allow present ownership in forestry zones concerning lots of record.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bradbury.
One of the big differences is that there is a limitation in the EFU zones on the acreage, and there is no such limitation on a lot of records for other zones.
It makes
a rather huge difference in terms of what qualifies.
Any further discussions on this package? We have a motion on the floor to adopt the package.
One final comment.
Representative Hill.
What if adjacent parcels, contiguous parcels, are we grandfathering in contiguous parcels that have been deliberately divided up, perhaps even among minor children, in order to try to beat the rules? It appears that we are.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Representative Parkinson.
As I understand it, the motion is pretty much the motion to send it to LC and get it drafted.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what the motion is. Isn't it? We could either be against two or three of these things
yes.
and still vote for the motion.
Madam Chairperson?
Madam Chairperson.
Representative Priestley, then Representative Van Leeuwen.
Now, I'm just wondering if it's appropriate now for Representative Van Leeuwen to make her amendment to this main motion here.
Well, we might as well vote on it right now. Representative Van Leeuwen?
All right. My friendly or otherwise amendment.
Otherwise.
It will be otherwise.
It was your motion.
Got a motion on the floor.
She's amending that motion.
Is on page one of the amendments that we're working with to delete parent or child, sister or brother.
Representative Van Leeuwen moves to delete parent or child, sister or brother. This would be so everybody understands, what you're doing is deleting that when you are looking at the parcelization test.
I can vote on it again.
Representative Traynor.
Madam Chair, I'm going to oppose the motion. I told you earlier that I would like to do that, and I still would, but I would rather not get into fighting all these separate issues tonight, but see that this is drafted, and then I might support that next week, but I don't care to do so.
Madam Chair.
Representative Chip.
Call for the question.
Chairperson.
Representative Priestley.
Does Representative Van Leeuwen's amendment relate to what lot size?
Representative Van Leeuwen relates to the parcelization test, would open up that parcelization even further.
Got it.
Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Traynor?
No.
Representative Troop?
No.
Representative Van Leeuwen?
Yes.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bradbury?
No.
Representative Hill?
No.
Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Representative Priestley?
No.
Chair Hooley?
No. Motion fails. To the main motion that we adopt this package for our LC draft. Any further discussion? Clerk, would you call the roll?
Representative Troop?
Aye.
Representative Van Leeuwen?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Bradbury?
Aye.
Representative Hill?
Aye.
Representative Parkinson?
Aye.
Representative Priestley?
Aye.
Representative Traynor?
Aye.
Chair Hooley?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Representative Troop?
Vote explanation? I have reluctantly voted aye, and from my perspective, I voted aye on the give, and I hope that we have that same 9-0 vote when it's time to take all of those elements that are in, from my perspective, the take portion of the package to insert them the same way. I hope we have the same kind of cooperation.
I would like, if Representative Anderson will take this next package, which has amendments adopted by committee, I would like to briefly go through those so that Elizabeth could also have something to do this weekend, because I know she's just dying to work over a 3-day vacation. If you'll...
Haven't we adopted these?
Only this first package.
Oh, well, it says by committee.
And then we've got amendments adopted by committee, 624, that one?
That's only page one.
That's only page one. Can we go with this now, and I'll just go through it.
Let me find them. Okay.
We had those last night.
Got it. Yeah, I got it here somewhere. I know what I'm looking for.
Keep looking.
There it is.
Okay. If you'll look at page two, and they're numbered on the right-hand corner on the bottom, we've already taken care of that in the package we've adopted. That would be to include rural residential lots in the parcelization test. Skip that. Page three, task force proposed amendment number two.
Wait.
Page three. Task force amendment number two.
Page three, okay.
Page three, look at your bottom, right-hand corner.
No two.
Task force, remember, we're going to always be behind one number on the amendment, so for the pages.
That was much better.
Number two.
Number two, page three.
I don't have a page number. I don't care. Sorry.
All right. Lower right-hand corner.
No.
You're not looking at the right thing.
It's all right. Proposed amendment number two is what I used last night.
Okay, proposed amendment number two. This was looked at by the task force, which I have identified. It was also looked at four members of this committee, and we agreed to. This was proposed by the counties that when you talked about soil classifications, it had in there a qualifier that located an area of not less than 100 acres. Counties recommended that could be taken out, so you could look at 5 acres, half an acre, whatever was pertinent. If there was a rock outcropping, which we seem to have used that a lot in this committee, they could use that, and it wouldn't have to be 100 acres on the soils test. That's Representative Priestley.
Well, what does this mean in Eastern Oregon, where we removed the 20 they're all on forest capability or marginal, aren't they? Now they have no acreage test, is that right? What does that do in Eastern Oregon?
Representative Priestley, in Eastern Oregon, when you have such large areas, if I wouldn't do anything, but In the current bill, it has, if you want to do, if you want to use a soils test, okay, for designation of marginal lands, if you want to use a soils test, currently it says it has to be located, that class of soil has to be located in an area of not less than 100 acres. By deleting that portion, it would allow you to use, if there was a portion of your farm or there was an area sitting out there, there were five rotten acres. For example, in Westland, we happen to have where a glacier went and it's all rock. Very close to that is some very good soil. They would be able to use that small portion instead of 100 acres for determining that, the soil classification test.
So my question was way off, I guess. It shows I'm not too, I don't understand this too well. It's forest test, it isn't relevant, huh? I mean, it's not, wouldn't affect Eastern Oregon?
No, all this would mean it wouldn't matter how big or how small, only the soil of that.
Need a few or forest. The confusing part, that slash means or.
It just means that the parcel under consideration would be considered, not in some area of marginal.
Yeah, only the parcel.